Engaging the nature of things. When we think or talk about the source, we think nature, metaphysics, Abraham Hicks, or the universe, usually something woo-woo. Whatever you call it, it all comes down to the same thing, the ethereal energy that we use all the time, every day, every second. Aside from method, mode, and ritual, what resonates with us in order to grant ourselves permission to establish rapport with the heart of all things is all that matters. What's strange is that, as a general rule, most of us appear to prefer to operate at the bare minimum in terms of our true potential and capability. We stumble around, bumping into each other, believing in the ancient established boundaries, and rarely engaging in anything other than what our physical perceptions have been trained to do. It is an unconscious, disconnected sleep state that keeps us caught in the vortexes of unnecessary drama and chaos. We are, in fact, somewhat convinced that we are little more than willing victims of this reality, subject to the whims of something outside, something other, and something greater than our brains can handle, only because we believe our brains are small, and we do not consider ourselves to be creators or cosmic authors. What if we took a break from that old story for a moment? Consider that on some level, everything in our purview, everything in our lives, right now, is a reflection of the countless thoughts, choices, and actions we've taken thus far. What if some of it is related to aspects of ourselves that existed prior to this lifetime? What if the thread goes back thousands of lifetimes? What about future lifetimes? The point is that now is when the all-pervading source's cumulative force comes into play, because that is where we are focused. Thus, what we see, feel, hear, taste, touch, sense, and perceive is ultimately influenced by our singular perspective, unique point of observation, and evolving interpretation. It's also important to remember that our bodies are a construct within our soul, created to explore and expand within the eternal while remaining perceptually present in the physical. Thus, all feelings, emotions, and intuitions can be used as the tools they were intended to be, rather than simply passing at random in their fluid, transient dance. The higher part of us summons and conjures these magical colors and intricacies in order to embolden our spirits, inform and empower our decisions, and provide us with a space to always and forever be aligned with what lies at the heart of our deepest truth. We are safe, eternal, and loved. It is embodied consciousness. Our deliberate intent and knowingness are what bring things, people, and places into and out of focus, urging us to go with the flow, surrender, and trust that whatever happens is most relevant, most natural, right now. Love your life.